CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to the 30th of August, 2022, 7 past 6.
I can't even believe it, honestly.
It's there on the cassette. If you check the computer, if you don't believe me,
it's like,
just the bottom corner there of the computer.
How has the year gone so fast?
Who knows? What happened this morning?
Oh, my God. I got up early. Ads got up 3:30. Alarm went off. I was like, yeah, so good. I literally went to the bathroom, was like journaling, you know, doing my morning routine. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to have a quick lie down with Santi.
Mm-hmm.
Have a bit of a cuddle, you know, as you do, because she's just so gorgeous and she's my little schnuppy. I got too comfortable and I fell asleep.
My advice, don't get up at 3:30. It's a ridiculous time to get up.
But so we have to be here by 5:30. That's like a reasonable time to get up to like get your morning routine done.
Well, clearly not. Because it's too early and you fall back to sleep. It's a ridiculous time to get up.
Silly.
Sustainability.
Anyway.
Sustainability.
That's fine.
Not sustainable. Last time you got very sick.
No, I got very ridiculous. Sick because we had fake babies for Mother's Day.
I had the fake babies. I didn't get sick. Because I was getting up at a normal time.
Yeah, but you also had assistants in your house.
Check the stents.
You have a partner.
Check the stents.
Yeah.
With that wristband.
Oh, no, I can't even deal.
I'm saying 3:30 is a ridiculous time to get up and it's not sustainable.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
And it won't work.
I'll prove you wrong.
Oh, here we go. She's going to get sick again, everyone. Watch this space. Coming up this hour today in history, Who Dat with Shannon Knoll. Do you know Shannon Knoll?
Yes.
Just got to check. Also, we'll get to some more of your late stories from yesterday. When have you been bogged? We had some great ones yesterday. Taste test. Ari's brought in something from the USA. Next, 5 second rule to really kick this mother into gear.
Oh,
CFM.
Oh,
we've only got 5 seconds to say the word.
Righto, it's this time every weekday morning. Ari and I challenge each other to wake up by naming three things in 5 seconds. You can play along listening. We're not hard to beat.
Alrighty, Adam, in 5 seconds, and if you're playing along at home, name three dishes with eggs in the ingredients.
Oh, a quiche, pavlova, and a fran.
A what? A what, Adam?
I said fran, but I think I meant flan. Flan. Is fran a dish? Fran. We got to check this.
Google, check is with the judges. Fran a dish?
Best fran recipes? Cook Fran. With Fran. There's someone named Fran who cooks on the internet.
Are we going to let you have that?
I don't think.
Let's see how hard mine is to determine if you can add that as a win or not.
I meant to say flan, so it's not right anyway. Okay. I think it's wrong. I panicked. I was trying to think of meringue, but then the word flan was in my head, so it just didn't work out for me
and
very well.
And this is why we play this game every morning.
Exactly. All right, Ari, in 5 seconds.
I'm so nervous.
Name three rock bands.
Oh, your band. Is that a rock band?
I don't have a
what
band.
Was your band called? Was that classified as a rock band?
Am I in that band anymore? It was a rock band.
What was the name of it again?
Silver Fleet
That's
Ships.
That's it, Silver Fleet Ships.
If you want to look that up.
Yeah, but you're not in it anymore.
No.
Does that count as a rock band?
Sure, but it's not the name of the band, but sure, but you needed two others as well.
Yeah.
AC/DC, the ones we play, AC/DC, Foo Fighters.
Don't tell Martin.
Pearl Jam, don't tell me.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, could you?
So sorry.
Another rock band right here, U2. Your favourite.
No.
On CFM. Rock and roll band U2 on CFM. It's 17 past 6 on a Taste Test Tuesday. Bit of a nicer one today as compared to last week.
I'm still so scarred from last week, but we are doing a nicer one today. Butterfinger Bar. You've had this before, though.
Yes. It's a US confectionery. It consists of a layered crisp peanut butter core covered in chocolate.
It looks delicious. I'm so glad it's not spicy.
I like all things peanut butter. Is it not sealed? You're unboxing. She's unboxing.
I am unboxing.
Like on all them YouTube videos where you see him unbox.
Okay, I got mine. Or you might have to tip it into your hand.
Oh, I thought they were individually wrapped. No. They're just loose in the box.
Unwrapped minis.
They're loose in the box.
They're gluten-free. Good for you, ads.
So the Butterfinger is a bit more of a drier sort of peanut butter snack.
Mmm.
Crunchy, dry.
Mmm.
Almost like peanut brittle in its ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of thin layers, isn't there?
So I have had that one before. I do like it. I think I always go with the Reese's peanut butter cups before the Butterfinger, though. But I can see how it can suit others.
Number one ingredients, corn syrup. Second, sugar.
They love that
then
corn syrup.
Then you got peanuts.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
So, I've got another one. It's not like a Carolina Reaper gummy bear, so I'll have another one. Pretty good, 140 calories per three bars. So I better have three then.
Good breakfast?
Maybe not breakfast, but a snack.
How would you compare it to the Reese's peanut butter cup, though?
Oh, the Reese's peanut butter cup's so good.
Reese's a bit moister.
Mm.
I like a bit more of moisture in my peanut butter snacks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the wetter the better.
But Butterfinger's still all right. What would you say out of five?
Probably like a 3.5.
3.5, there we go. Gym Class Heroes on CFM's Adam and Ari, 27 past 6. Yesterday we were talking about your bogged stories. Where have you been bogged after, of course, a lot of people got bogged up at Agfest. We had some photos sent in as well. Joseph sent in a photo. You know those puddles that you get up the bush that are like half puddle, half dam?
Yes.
They're so big.
Yes.
Joseph's posted a picture of his car half submerged in one of those massive puddles. Like one half of the car is tilted in that puddle. I don't know how he got out of that. He hasn't quite explained. He's just left the photo and walked off. On Dial Road, he said. But we've also had another one, similar style puddle. And that one, the whole car is submerged in the puddle and the water's right up to above the wheels.
Oh, my God.
That was Sam, so thank you for those pictures.
And on the note of dams, Brendan has commented, not by me, but on a driving course, my sergeant purposely bogged my truck in the middle of a dam. Its depth was about 5.5 feet, and we had to try to recover it without using a winch. 2 hours later, he let us use it, and I'm pretty sure he still laughs at the story today.
So it was like some kind of test.
Yeah.
It must have been,
like, just in case.
And we had a lot of people say that they got bogged on their own property, or a couple of people that said they got bogged on their nature strip, and we couldn't let the show go on without playing some of Jarvis's video that he posted up of his car bogged on the nature strip of his own house.
Whoever said cruisers never get stuck had never driven on my f***ing nature strip. Have a f***ing look at it. Bogged on the lawn.
Thank you for all your comments. Keep them coming in, or you can call us 1-300-655-922 with your own bogged story.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Lauren has commented, that time we got bogged at Allison's Road.
Oh, no.
Don't
want to get bogged there.
That is a bad spot to be stuck.
And the spooky thing is, it wasn't even muddy. The ground was just hard. How did we get bogged? We'll play Who Dat next with Shannon Noel, CFM. Harry Styles on CFM. Later on the show, we're talking tech with Richard Pascoe as well, and we'll catch up with David, talk about the City of Devonport Tasmanian Squash Open that's coming to the place very soon. Right now we're playing this.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat with Shannon Noel. All right, if you think you can pick him out in an audio lineup of three, oh, the phones are already ringing. Give us a call on 1-300-655-922. And if you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Thai Imperial on a food feast. Plus, I've got that new cocktail bar and a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment.
Alrighty, so which of these three clips is Shannon Noel? 1-300-655-922 to tell us. Is he A?
But it's not the first time you've raced your red rocket down a dirt track, eh, Coco?
Or is he B?
Amsterdam was the nearest big studio where she liked to record with a producer.
Or is he C?
That's why Dad calls him the ideas man. He has lots of ideas.
Now, I think that's easy. Do you think that's easy?
Yeah.
Okay, 1-300-655-922 if you too think that's easy. We'll go again, though. Here's A.
But it's not the first time you've raced your red rocket down a dirt track, eh, Coco?
P.
Amsterdam was the nearest big studio where she liked to record with a producer.
C.
That's why Dad calls him the ideas man. He has lots of ideas.
Which one's Nolsey? 1-300-655-922. Tell us. 5 seconds of summer on CFM. Just a heads up, new roadworks commencing at 7 a.m. this morning, both on the Bass Highway. The first one in Sisters Creek between the two junctions with Devil's Elbow Road, happening today till Friday. Reduced speed limit and lane closures, all that stuff. And also at Sulphur Creek on the Bass Highway again, east of Creamery Road underpass from today until Friday as well. Reduced speed limit, lane closures, all that stuff. Both of them happening from 7 till 6 each day, so that'll kick off very soon. Right now, we're doing the Shannon Noel Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Hey.
Mysterious Mel. You are mysterious.
Mysterious Mel. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
That's good. Time. Are you ready to play Who Dat?
I sure am.
Alrighty, let's run those clips. You tell us which one's Nolsey. A.
But it's not the first time you've raced your red rocket down a dirt track, eh, Coco?
B.
Amsterdam was the nearest big studio where she liked to record with a producer.
C.
That's why Dad calls him the ideas man. He has lots of ideas.
What are we thinking, Millie?
I'm thinking A.
But it's not the first time you've raced your red rocket down a dirt track, eh, Coco?
Correct.
Ah!
No, she's done it.
Mysterious Mel.
Love you guys.
Love you, Mel. Bye.
B was Jimmy Barnes. C was Stephen Curry from The Castle.
I'm devastated Mysterious Mel didn't write us a poem about Shannon Noel.
Yeah, well, what's that about, Mel?
Oh, she's scared.
She's lost her touch.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 30th of August, we're going to have a look at a diary.
Yes, let's do it.
Something a bit different. We'll have a look at it.
Okay.
For once.
For once, we'll actually look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
On this day in 1920, a big day today for Martin Egerton, I'd say.
Oh, is it something to do with Akadaka?
No, good guess, though. But it was on this day in 1920 that the world's first radio news program was broadcast in Detroit.
It's 1920.
I think you'd probably prefer an Akadaka news story.
Probably, yeah. That's a good point. But it was on this day in 1999 that East Timor voted for independence from Indonesia. It was officially recognised in May 2002. So before the all the wars in the Middle East, like Iraq and Afghanistan, I remember on the news, so I was like 8 in 99, but I remember that's what our military was heavily involved with, was East Timor. A lot of news stories about East Timor, so we must have got involved pretty heavily, Ari.
Yep, okay.
On this day in 2010, Alain Spider-Man Robert was arrested after climbing the 57-storey Lumiere building in Sydney.
He struck again today, scaling one of our skyscrapers with his bare hands. It looks spectacular, but the police aren't too impressed.
Something he does commonly. Sometimes he does actually dress up as Spider-Man as well. He's a French boy.
That's like parkour.
Sort of parkour. That's like free running, isn't it? This is like free climbing or something.
That would be so scary.
Yeah. On this day in 2015, Kanye West announced at the MTV Video Music Awards that he would run for president in 2020.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
That is a mic drop at the end that you heard there clicking. But as we know, he was unsuccessful, did you know? He hasn't become president.
No, but I don't know. There's still time.
You think he could become president?
Oh, probably.
With his wacky ways?
Probably.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Welcome to your Tuesday, the 30th of August. At the end of this hour, before 8 o'clock, we're talking to David Mulcahy. He's involved with the City of Devonport Tasmanian Squash Open that's coming very soon to Devonport.
How cool. It's been running for, 80 years, Martin's been saying in the news.
Yeah, and it's like just a massive event even for the state and the country, let alone the coast.
So excited to find out more.
Have you ever played squash or you know anyone?
Honestly, squash scares the S out of me. Like, the ball just comes back so fast.
Yeah.
I'm scared of... I think I have a thing with, like, birds, balls in the air, like... Yep.
I think I gave it a try when I was pretty young. My dad used to always play it. He did his wrist in from it. Still to this day, he still every now and again just goes, and you'll say, what's wrong? It's like, oh, me wrist. He has like squash wrist. I also had a mate.
Dad is always getting himself injured.
I had a mate in high school named Lee.
Oh, here we go.
Who was a like a real big squash player, but like he was the only one we knew that played squash. So he must have had his own little community of squash people that we didn't know.
Well, hey, it's kind of like the running peeps, you know? Like, I didn't really know many people that actually went to running clubs and stuff. And now I know heaps.
Mm.
So you just got to get in. And once you're in, you know there's lots of people there.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind trying squash again. It's pretty interesting.
Can you actually? I'd love to film you.
Give it a go. You just whack the ball against the wall.
Yeah, it's so scary, Adam. So scary. I'd be crouched down to protect yourself.
Mm. Also, Word Sanger on the way. Your chance to go into the draw. $50 to spend at Niche Plants. Dog News. The official most popular dog names in Australia for 2022 have been released.
Ooh.
You'll be able to know. And today we want to talk about TV shows. What's the last one that you finished watching? Go. What?
Oh, the last one, start to finish.
Yeah.
You want start to finish?
The end. You got to the end of it.
That I actually did start to finish would have been Grey's Anatomy for like the 10th time or something.
Is it still running then?
Yeah, it is still running.
So you haven't quite finished it yet because they're still making them?
Well, yeah, but I'm up to date with the episode. It does take like a very long time to finish 18 seasons.
Yeah, fair.
How about you?
Just wondering if they were still making it. I recently finished Better Call Saul, and I started that from the first season until the end, which only recently got released. So now I'm in that limbo where I don't have a show.
Oh, that's why we're talking about this today. You need a new TV show.
Better Call Saul's the prequel to Breaking Bad.
Yes, you were telling me about this the other day.
And I generally don't like prequels, but the stuff that it adds to Breaking Bad and the stuff that was already in Breaking Bad that were clues of what happens...
Should you not then watch Breaking Bad again from the beginning to, like, piece it all together?
Yeah. There's some parts in Breaking Bad that are... There's light shed on.
Do they ever, like, mix?
Yep. There's scenes at the end of Better Call Saul that are happening at the same time as some of the stuff in Breaking Bad. It's very cool.
I love it when shows do that.
It's very, very cool. But we'd like to know yours. What show have you recently just finished? Because I need some recommendations. I'm in limbo. So let us know. We'll play some Nullsy for Mysterious Mel, who, by the way, has commented on this talk topic with photos of me in that band that we mentioned earlier in the show. She's gone through and found some pictures of me drumming and stuff.
Mysterious Mel.
A bit off topic, but yeah, let us know. What show have you recently finished? Let us know. Here's Nullsy for Mel, 13 past 7. Shannon Null, a.k.a. Nullsy on CFM, 16 past 7. There's his old track, Drive. Haven't heard that for a while. That's for Mel.
What a song.
That's for Mel, who stalked my band's Facebook page or wherever she found him and posted pictures. On our talk topic, which is actually, what TV show did you just finish? And a few people have said Peaky Blinders. Now, I gave that a go, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
I have a real problem with period pieces. I can't get into them.
Oh, why?
It's just, I can't relate. It's a time I didn't live in.
Adam,
you know
but
what
you
I mean?
Wear a Peaky Blinders hat all the time.
Yeah, but 2022, they're back.
Because of Peaky Blinders.
So in 100 years, when they make a period piece about 2022, they'll also wear those hats.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Simple.
Nicole has said Animal Kingdom. The last one was released today. She did go on to say 3 seasons. It's the bloody best. Sad it's ending. But then a few people have commented and said there's actually 6 seasons.
Yeah, it's all right. You've got another 3 to watch.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was a typo or not, but I have heard Animal Kingdom is really good. I did start it. Haven't finished it. I think I just forgot. You know when you start a TV show, you just forget what episode you're up to? And then when you go back, you're like, oh, someone else has also been watching this and I don't know where I'm at.
In your account. Don't share your account. See password
and then
sharing.
Like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't want to have to rewatch the same episode.
What is it about? I've never even heard of Animal Kingdom, I don't think. Haven't heard much. What is it about?
It's so good.
What is it?
So
drama?
Pretty much,
is there animals in it?
So it's inspired by the real life Penigill family, by the Wall Street Police shootings that occurred in Melbourne in 1988.
So it's a bit like what's that show called with the gangs?
Yeah, it's just...
The Australian show with the gangs. What's it called? The one everyone watched, Underbelly.
Oh.
Is it like Underbelly?
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've only watched, literally, I don't know, I don't even think I finished maybe the first season.
Yep. Okay.
I can't remember. Couldn't tell you when I got up to, but it's pretty good. So add that to list, Adam.
Karen's written in. She recently finished Echoes, which is just a limited series, only 7 episodes. I watched a little bit of it. I can't say I enjoyed it.
She's also said Animal Kingdom too there. So, I mean, it's trending. Cherie has also said Grey's Anatomy, 18 seasons. Yes, I mean, we will have Vanessa. I like rewatching all the older shows. Bones, 12 seasons. Oh, I've got that box set. She's also said Castle, 8 seasons. Oh, also got that box set. And currently rewatching Desperate Housewives, 8 seasons and almost finished. Oh, I remember when that was on TV.
So do I.
Oh, so good.
It was a big, big show. I'll never forgive Bones because I'm a big 24 fan, and I used to go to watch 24 on TV, and they wouldn't be playing the new season of 24. It's out. It's supposed to be on tonight, and they're playing reruns of Bones instead. I never forgave the show.
I love Bones.
And then when they started airing it on Foxtel, the ad for the show for 24 would say, "Did you miss the last season of 24 because someone kept changing the time slot?"
No.
I was like, "Yes, Foxtel, yes!" Good morning, it's 26 past 7, CFM's Adam and Ari with Dog News. Righto, Ari.
Yes, Adam.
It's been released, officially released. HCF Pet Insurance has released the list of the most popular Australian dog names, 2022 edition.
I love this. So, every year.
Number 3 for the country, dog name, Bella.
I can see that. I can see that. I can see a golden retriever or like a golden... Groodles are popular. I can see that's a type of dog maybe with the name Bella.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Number 2 was apparently number 7 last year. It's now number 2.
Wow.
Coco.
Coco, all right, this is like a little poodle, a little miniature dash hound that's like a bit darker in colour, cute little name.
You'd think it would be specific to the colour, so it might not be as popular, Coco, because you wouldn't really, unless you're being ironic, call a light dog Coco.
Well, you could, I guess just, I don't know if I know a dog that's a light-coloured dog named Coco.
I mean, it is a free Western democracy. You can call it whatever you want.
But usually people don't.
All right, the number one name in the country this year for dogs.
Oh, what is it?
Same as last year, Charlie.
Really?
Charlie. I know two Americans that have dogs called Charlie.
Number one dog name, again, 2 years in a row, Charlie. I actually really love the name Charlie, but for a girl.
Oh, yeah.
But for a human girl.
Remember the girl on High Five?
Yeah.
Her name was Charlie.
I honestly think that's why I like it.
They did break it down by states, though.
Okay.
So Charlie's also most popular in like Victoria and New South Wales.
Oh, but, fancy.
Queensland Bella is the number one.
Yeah, what about in Tassie?
WA Coco. Yeah. So Northern Territory and Tassie share the number one dog name. Drum roll, obviously. The number one in Tassie and Northern Territory is Ziggy.
That's like so, that's not even in the top three. Ziggy. Ziggy. Good, good.
I can tell you it's not even in the top 10. So we're original creative in the Northern Territory and Tasmania. So I suppose all's well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a
Come
dog.
On, Ziggy. Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Wookiees. Ziggy.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Go, Northwest Thunder.
Come on, Thunder.
If you didn't know, there is a warm-up game happening at the Ulverston Sports and Leisure Centre next Tuesday with the Jack Jumpers. That'll be fun.
Go, JJs.
All right, let's do Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All righty, it's time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. Do you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger? If you think you can tell us that word, give us a ring-a-ding-ding on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days.
All right, word machine, what's our words?
Your words for today are black and light.
Ooh, black and light.
Black something, something light. We're looking for the something that goes in the middle. It's the same something that comes after black. the same something that comes before light.
Mm.
Black something, something light. What do we think? 1-300-655-922 to play Word Sanger CFM 1 Republic Adam and Ari. Morning.
Morning.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Judy from Wynyard on with us to play Word Sanger this morning. The word machine Theo will give you the clue again, Judy, and you tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are black and light.
What do you think, Judy?
Night.
Black, night, night, light. No, I'm
no,
I'm
sorry, sorry, Judy. Judy.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Tammy from Shearwater on now to play Word Sanger. We'll give you the clue again, Tammy.
Your words for today are black and light.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Is it white?
Black, white, white, light. No, I'm afraid it's not.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Have a good day.
Don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wait, let's roll it over. We've got to talk squash. No time. All right, your clue is black and light for tomorrow. Get ready to play tomorrow. Bye. See you after the break. Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. There's a big squash tournament coming to Devonport. It's the City of Devonport Tasmanian Squash Open. It's happening from the 7th to the 11th of September, and registrations for it close on the 2nd. With us is the tournament director, David Mulcahy. David, thanks for being with us.
No, thanks very much for having me. It's great to be here.
So this is a pretty big tournament. We're talking like some of the best squash players in the world coming down to Devonport.
Yes, we've got quite a large number of players, particularly international players, coming into Devonport to play in one of the richest squash tournaments we've ever had in Tasmania, probably the richest, thanks to the exchange rate currently. But we've got a heap of good players, a bunch who have been ranked inside the top 50 in the world from all over the globe, including an ex-former world number one, and I think we've even got the one of the most recent flag bearers at the Commonwealth Games coming down as well.
How cool is that?
Wow.
So are there locals playing in this as well?
Yeah, we do have a few locals. We've got our best and brightest squash players from Tasmania, which is Jamie and Grace Patterson, who are Devonport locals, now studying in Hobart. But we've also got Jack Hudson and Maggie Marshall who are playing. Jack is a former Australian junior number one, and so is Maggie Marshall, as it turns out. So, yeah, we've got some really good top-quality players going up to Devonport, local players going up to Devonport to have a crack at some of these world-class players as well.
How cool. What a fantastic opportunity. Is this something that we can go watch?
Absolutely. If you turn up to the Devonport Recreation Centre squash courts in the evenings from the 7th onwards, you should be able to see some of the best squash you'll probably ever see in Tasmania. So it's a great opportunity to get along and come see what squash is all about.
Yeah, definitely. And is there going to be any, like, obviously that's a tournament, is there going to be any training or anything earlier in the day?
The players themselves can't help themselves when it comes to getting on court for an extra hit. So you'll be able to come along and see the kind of stuff that these real top quality players do to get themselves into the position to being a player of such standing in the world.
Yeah, I feel like that would be so interesting to watch as well. Like, not only like the warm up in the actual tournament, but yeah, how they actually do train for such an event.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, squash is great fun, particularly when you're playing matches. But like all other sports, the amount of hours that you have to put into just perfecting certain aspects of your game is quite immense. And so you'd come along and you'd probably go, gee, damn, they're spending a lot of time just working on this one thing and they're doing it so well. And that's just the kind of quality that is required to be a player ranked highly in the world.
Yeah. And how many people have already registered to participate?
So for the professional competition, we've got over 50 people, including internationals, coming from around. And then we've got a local graded competition where we've got up to 80 people currently playing. We're continuing to get more entries coming in, so we're going to end up having quite a full squash centre for the weekend. So that's looking really good. And the idea for this tournament, with all the support we're getting from the Devonport City Council, is to get as many people from around both Tasmania, Australia and the world coming into Devonport to play some of the best squash you'll ever see.
Mm. absolutely love that, and that's so great for the tourism here as well to bring everyone here. So entries are open until the 2nd of September. How can everyone enter?
You can either enter online. Entering online is probably the best way to do it. You go to squash.dreamhosters.com. It's spelled how it sounds. And there's an entry form on there, and that's probably the best way to enter, and all the information is available online. It's looking like it's going to be an absolutely awesome weekend. We've got a heap of juniors from the Devonport local squash club who are playing, who are going to get an opportunity to see a real good quality squash, both from Tasmania and from around the world. We've got a bunch of people travelling from Hobart to come up and support this event, and we're hoping to get as many people from the northwest coast to come along and play as well.
Yeah, how cool. So if you want to catch the action, it's from the 7th to the 11th of September. David Mulcahy, thanks so much for joining us, and have fun, enjoy the event.
No, it's going to be an awesome weekend. Thank you very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. It's the 30th of August. You've got us for it.
Hello, Schnoopies. Happy Tuesday. Great day to have a great day.
Coming up before 9 o'clock, we're talking to Richard Pascoe about tech on a Tuesday, about pirating software, why you shouldn't do it. Also being distracted on the phone.
I don't know what you're talking about, considering you're the one that pirates stuff.
And also, how much did the first iPhone just sell at an auction, sealed, do you think? Find out before 9. Richard will tell us. Also, Chorus King's coming up. We're chatting today about what TV show did you just finish, because I need one. I mean,
you
that do. Limbo phase.
You do.
I just finished Better Call Saul. Now I don't have a show.
We need some suggestions. You know what? I might even start a new show.
For me to watch.
You've inspired me to branch out and stop re-watching New Girl. Oh,
I thought you meant you were going to make a show for me to watch.
Oh,
I'm going to start a show.
I don't think you'd be wanting to watch that.
I was going
to
say.
I don't think you can watch that on regular TV.
Oh, great. One of those shows. You go into OnlyFans.
Ah, if you need money, I mean, it's an option.
We've also got the birthday book on the way. And next up, I want to tell you something about Jennifer Lopez.
I love J-Lo.
I'm a fan of J-Lo too, but I watched that special she's got on the streaming services, Halftime, she comes across as a bit of a D.
No.
And something else as well, where I'm just like, that is a bit J-Lo. That's something that she would do. And she's...
You know Hustlers, that movie that she did?
Yeah.
You know she learned how to be a stripper in a, like 45, it was something, it was like 45 or 70 or something days.
Mm.
Wasn't long at all that she learned all the tricks and stuff to film that film.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, what an impressive woman.
Yeah, I could do it too, I just don't want to.
Oh,
so,
boom.
I'll tell you more about J-Lo next. Here's T-Swizzle, CFM. Taylor Swift shaking it off this morning, 13 past 8 on CFM. Ari, you're into voodoo and stuff, aren't you? Pseudoscience.
Witchy-woo stuff. Of course I am. The universe is working for us, not against us, so yes.
And witch in the wardrobe and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, go for gold. But yeah, I do believe in the universe and all the things it can do.
I assume star signs are your sort of thing.
Yeah, I like to know a bit about stuff. Like, I don't know much about anything, to be honest, but I do like to read star signs sometimes.
So you're a Gemini. I'm reading here, Geminis are ambitious, hardworking and enterprising.
Yeah.
Nah, it's Capricorn. Nah. Could apply to anyone. It's all rubbish.
Oh, whatever.
But how seriously do you take it? Like, if you find out someone's a star sign, do you think differently of them? Like,
no.
You don't? You don't have a star sign that you're a little bit wary of or anything?
No, but I have got a track record, very long track record of really liking people born in April.
Okay, you don't know the sign of that? the one that's like one or two after Aquarius or something.
No. But yeah, I've dated lots of people that have been born in April.
Okay, so that's... But you don't, like, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm a bit wary of them because they're that sign or anything. You don't take it that seriously.
No.
Well, Jennifer Lopez apparently does, Ariel. The Glee actor and former Beyonce backup dancer Heather Morris claimed recently in the podcast Just Sayin' that Jennifer Lopez once refused to hire backup dancers who were Virgos. Here's a clip.
Jennifer Lopez held an audition for dancers for one of her tours. Most of the time, a dance audition, you're not getting paid. You've been there since 10 a.m. and you're auditioning until 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
She walks in the room and she said, thank you so much. You guys have worked so hard. By a show of hands, if there are any Virgos in the room, can you just raise your hand? So a bunch of Virgos raise their hand.
What did she do? Did they have to leave?
She whispered to her assistant. No. She looked at them and she said, thank you so much for coming.
Get out of here!
And they had to leave after a full day of auditioning for Jennifer Lopez.
It does say here that Virgos have so much mental energy that they are frequently stressed and tense.
So you're on Team J-Lo in this whole situation.
So I mean, if you're trying to look up for backup dancers, Gemini's a pretty good option, energetic, fun. J-Lo, I'll be your backup dancer.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Time now to shout some birthdays out. We've had them submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend as well at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They've got marquees, photo booths, and they've got lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Damien Gray from Forest. Happy birthday, Daddy, from your three princesses.
Simon from Sprayton, to the love of my life, happy birthday. Have a fantastic day. Love always your wonderful wife and the girls.
Righty from Ulverston, happy birthday. 50th birthday, Righty, love you heaps. Kelly, Trigger and Tilly.
Nalea from Devonport, happy third birthday, Nalea. Hope you have a great day. Love from all your sisters and Bronte and Mummy and Daddy.
Blake from Wynyard, happy 14th birthday, Blake. Love from Mum, Dad, Brody and Lily.
And Annabelle Leary from Coiba. Happy birthday, Anna. Have a great day. Love Mum, Bonnie, Maddie and Darcy.
A huge happy birthday to you all.
cfmtaz.com.au to get birthday entries in and for your chance to win that voucher to Peppermint Parties. Next up, we've got to talk more about what shows you've just finished. We've had more comments written in. What TV show did you just finish? Because I need a new one because I've just finished one. I'm in limbo. Help me. She 25 past 8, good morning, it's CFM's Adam and Ari live across the northwest coast of Tassie. We're asking today for what TV show you've just finished. Naomi's written in 8 Simple Rules. I did just recently rewatch that one. What a great show. It's unfortunately not as good after they lost John Ritter. Do you remember that? 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
No, I haven't watched that.
Very popular sitcom, early 2000s.
Oh, that's a show you would like.
Kaylee Cuoco from Big Bang Theory in it.
Oh,
the blonde lady, you know. Yeah. She's in a great new show as well called The Flight Attendant, but I've already watched that.
Oh, Adam, yeah. too many TV shows you've already watched. Sarah Chase has commented, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there's 8 seasons. Love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Santiago, my golden retriever, is named after Amy Santiago.
What's that? What, is Brooklyn that a cop show?
Yeah. Hilarious.
As a comedy
and
cop.
And actually does a crossover with New Girl as well, which is also one of my favourite shows.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Deschanel and I didn't like New Girl.
Oh, stop it, Adam.
Leanne's written in The Walking Dead. Now, I tried that one. I did not like that. Boring.
Stop. No.
It's just like nothing's happening. It's like this is meant to be a zombie show and nothing's happening.
There's a lot of seasons too.
I can't believe a zombie show has so much of nothing happening.
No, it's so good. Kylie has said 13 Reasons Why. There is a little bit of a thing going on in the Grey's Anatomy community.
And it is community.
There is definitely a community. So Clay, in 13 Reasons Why, could hear the tapes that Hannah had left because he actually featured on season 4, episode 5 of Grey's Anatomy. He was actually named he was born hearing impaired and his name on the show was Ryan. But because Meredith Grey fixed his ears, he could then go on to listen to Hannah's tapes in 13 Reasons Why.
Okay, I don't know what the tapes are. I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sure people that have seen them know what you're talking about. Amber's written in The OA, which I looked up. It's an American mystery drama television series with science fiction, supernatural and fantasy elements. It only had 2 seasons. It was supposed to have 5, but Netflix unfortunately cancelled it, but she said it's really good.
So is it that good, though, if Netflix cancelled it?
Yep.
You probably would like it because it's been cancelled.
Look back at the great shows that have been cancelled. You've got Firefly, Angel, other shows that Joss Whedon didn't make, I'm sure, have also been cancelled that were good.
Adam.
And
you're
Kimmy,
so indie.
Kimmy has written in, still watching American Horror Story. Have rewatched it three times. Absolutely love it. That is a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. And Kylie has said Yellowstone. That's dangerous. I'll end up getting cowgirl boots.
Well, yeah, is it a cow? Yeah, cowgirl.
Yeah.
Film?
The first episode goes for so long. It's like 2 hours or something.
Yeah, right.
So just prepare yourself for a very long first episode, and then you kind of get into it.
Okay. Thanks for the advice. Britney Spears and Ginuwine mixed together by Al Tigo on CFM. It's 19 to 9. Don't forget, this Thursday is when voting closes for CFM's Apple for the Teacher, so get voting for your favourite primary school teacher on the Northwest Coast.
At cfmtaz.com.au. Make your vote count.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher, all thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate, Harvey Norman Devonport, IGA Tasmania, and Stacey Sheehan, One Agency Collins Real Estate. Let's do Chorus Kings.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Sing it. It is time, yes, Adam, to sing it. All you need to do is finish the chorus for your chance to be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are local just like us. We'll play the snippet of the chorus and then you call up 1-300-655-922 and sing it.
All righty, here's the line. We need the next line.
If you want to be my lover.
So our question this morning is, if you want to be my lover, then what?
The only answer is yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were asking me.
You gave away the answer. Should we pick a different song then? No, wait, that's not the next line.
If you want to be my lover.
If you want to be my lover, then what do you got to do? 1-300-655-922.
If you want to be my lover.
It's very relevant.
Why is it?
Because I can't. We'll talk about it after someone sings it.
Okay.
You got to sing it. Come on. I can't give it away.
If you want to be my lover.
We need the next beat. 1-300-655-922 to be a chorus king.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus king.
Sing it.
Hayley from Burnie is on the phone to play Chorus Kings this morning. Hayley, we'll give you the line and you take it from there. Alrighty.
Okay.
Let's go.
If you want to be my lover.
Go, Hayley.
You gotta get with my friends, make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
We love your work, Hayley. Let's check.
You gotta get with my friends.
Indeed you do.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Absolutely nailed it, Hayley.
Hayley, that was amazing.
Can't go wrong with Spice Girls.
No, you can't. Cannot. And it's such a good fact. Like, if you do want to be in a life, you got to get with my friends. Oh,
for sure.
So good. You got to be one with the tribe. Well done, Hayley. You're today's Chorus King. You are in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are local just like us. Hang there. I'll just grab your details.
The Spicy Girls on CFM's Adam and Ari. It's 9 minutes to nine.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
He's back with us again to talk tech on a Tuesday. It's the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Morning, Richard.
Morning, Adam. Morning, Ari.
Good morning.
Richard's been helping out Ari's family in Adelaide again.
Yeah.
With an ancient computer. It was old enough to vote people.
I love it so much. My mum absolutely loves it too. She's like, oh, I got that guy from your show.
Yeah, well, Ari just called her mum yesterday randomly and Richard was just there.
Yeah,
already,
well,
in the background.
I called her to give her some boy news and then she's like, oh, hang on, I'll just pop you on speaker. I've got a friend here. And I was like, oh, who? It could be anyone. And then I hear Richard.
Me.
It was Richard. And I was like, yes, it is a friend.
All righty.
So good.
Let's get down to business. Richard, people need to be careful if they're downloading pirated software online, right?
Yeah, I thought this was a bit of a thing of the past, but it seems to be making a bit of a resurgence out there as well because, you know, people have searched pirated things for years now on the web, like movies, music and software. But it turns out there are sites now trying to boost some pirated software out there that can get you infected. So those SEO people sometimes, and if you're in a business, you know that you always get emails from people who can go along and bump you up in the rankings. But this comes from the delightful name for a business called SEO Poisoning. So what they've done is they've got along, had a campaign to boost up illegal copies of Adobe Acrobat Pro and a thing called 7 Data Recovery Suite, two good pieces of software out there. But you can go along and try and download for free. But what happens is criminals, the SEO poisoning people, have embedded info stealers in there, which means that contains malware that will steal all your passwords stored on your device, your payment information, and take screenshots on your computer. So the lesson is, we don't go to pirated sites because you don't want to pay for software. You actually have to pay for software.
Can we just remind Adam not to pirate movies?
Never done it before in my life. Movies? We're talking software.
Yeah.
Why does anybody need to pirate movies anymore with all the streaming services that we've got?
Exactly. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
That is not what you've been saying this whole time. Adam, stop it.
I know that when you get one of those key gens or one of those patches, your virus software automatically always just puts it straight in the bin. It's like, nope, that's not safe.
We might have to conversation off air about how to pirate properly.
Yes. Oh.
Don't encourage him, Richard.
Richard Pascoe After Dark Edition.
Oh, stop. Actually, that's all I can get about. I was going to say
very quickly, I've actually done an After Dark segment on a show late at night at midnight. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, how cool. Need a copy of that.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going, Richard. All right, so phones distracting parents are more likely to make them shout at their children.
Have you ever gone out now and you've seen parents sitting on their phones more than their kids?
Yep.
Now, this is actually happening quite a bit at the moment. I actually noticed quite a bit now. So they did a study, and it turns out those dealing with stressful household often use social media to relax, or if there's better things to do. But it actually tended to make you nag or yell more. So they questioned 549 adults who had at least two kids aged between 5 and 19 on their use of digital media, mental health and parenting practices. It revealed that negative habits included nagging or yelling when technology interrupted family interaction. So, you know, it's a vicious cycle was created, which parents with higher stress were more than likely to turn to their devices to relax. But not all parents' social media use was negative. Sometimes it was positive, because we know social media is very good at maintaining friendships out there, reaching out to people you don't often see. But you know what? A lot of parents out there, very distracted by their phones, and then when the kids ask them a question, they got quite angry with them. So, you know, you might need to just have a bit of a look at yourself if you're doing that, and just realise that, you know, your kids take priority over your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice little reminder.
Yep, don't get distracted by your phone, including if you're doing a radio show, Ari. Little jab. No, just a quick jab.
You're talking to a mum, so yes.
Alrighty, and the original iPhone 1, was just sold, sealed, for $35,000 at an auction.
This is an amazing thing. So, yeah, we know the iPhone's a hit. At September the 8th, they're going to announce the new one now, so that means I've got to get up at 3 a.m. But the original iPhone, first generation, unopened, in a box, 8 gigabytes of RAM storage, 8 gigabytes storage in that iPhone. There was the Auction House RR auction from one of the first runs on there. Actually sold the iPhone for the grand sum of $35,414.
What? Why would you even want that?
When it went on sale, it sold for $599.
That's a bit of an investment, isn't it?
Which makes me live in hope, because I've got the last iPod that I haven't opened, and I've got sitting in the drawer, so in about 30 years' time, I might get $599 for it. So. Oh.
You might do.
Maybe, Richard, maybe.
And it only cost me $599, but that's okay.
You get all the money back.
Yes.
Apart from the inflation.
That's right.
Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, thanks so much. We'll speak next Tuesday. Find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au or talktech.com.au.
Or at my mum's house.
Yeah, or at Ari's mum's.
Ari's mum's house. Exactly right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday. Adam and Ari are here for it.
Hey, we're giving everyone the chance to win a trip to Las Vegas, Adam, with the iHeartRadio Music Festival for 2022. Flights, accommodation, tickets as well, like Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas. Oh, honestly, FOMO. But we've got a winner.
Yeah, the winner was Sally from Cairns. So this was a countrywide promotion, and Sally in Cairns won it. So good on you, Sally. She's probably listening right now on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Not sure.
Congratulations, Sally. You're going to Las Vegas, baby.
We've got Jimmy Barnes on the way. We've got Ed Sheeran too. This is Basement Jacks. Good luck with all that. Becky Hill on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast, and a huge congrats to this month's CFM Rising Star of the Month, Toby Hyland.
Toby is known to friends and family to be the most kind-hearted and generous man they know. What an absolute legend. He is extremely helpful, not only at home, he does the laundry, tidies up without being asked to, which is a big thing when you're under 18. Nothing is ever too much trouble when he's asked to do something or asked for help from others. All the teachers at his school know they can rely on him to do their errands for both them before, after school, and is always willing to help. So he makes Mum very proud.
Yeah, well, Mum was extra proud because he made sure he bought her a second birthday card to make sure she didn't miss out on one with his own money as well.
That's so cute.
So Toby's got himself a $500 gift card to Harvey Norman for that, plus the recognition and bragging rights. Remember, you can nominate for next month's CFM Rising Star at cfmtaz.com.au. Each month we recognise a youngster under 18 doing outstanding things on the Northwest Coast.
Yeah, we just want to shine a light on them, make sure that they know that they're seen and heard and that they're doing a fantastic job. So congratulations, Toby, and make sure you get nominating cfmtaz.com.au.
Up next on CFM, Alicia Cara.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Last week.
It is indeed the very last week, so make sure your vote counts. You can vote once per day at cfmtaz.com.au. And just by voting, you will go in the draw to win a $1,000 IGA Tasmania gift card, Adam.
Mm.
But not only that, we've got something for the winning teacher, a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card for the winning teacher, and something for every student in the class.
$50 to spend at Harvey Norman, so get voting cfmtaz.com.au now. Voting closes this Thursday, so you're running out of time.
The time is ticking indeed at CFM's Apple for the Teacher, all thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate, Harvey Norman Devonport, IGA Tasmania, and Stacey Sheehan, One Agency Collins Real Estate.
Jerry Shears has your workday hits next. Bye. See you tomorrow morning from 6.
Adios.